This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, again, let's get right to it, because I want to hit some issues here. The good, bad, and the ugly. It's absolutely amazing to me that the American people overall have a lack of a discernment. And when we talk about, again, the conservatives, the patriots, or the biblical professors, or those that profess to be Christians, it's amazing to me how that they are illiterate in so many different ways. Not all, but most, let me say it that way. And they don't know the difference between right and wrong. And here we have it again. Just today we were listening to the best that the conservatives have on the way over here. I can tolerate for probably about 5 to 10 minutes before it begins to regurgitate the compromise on the left and on the right side, when in fact there should be one way, the middle road, the right road in Jesus Christ. But the fact of the matter is we're being told now that right before Barack Hussein Obama, before the elections, Barack Hussein Obama was actually shouting out to the people about how, you know, it's ludicrous to suggest that there's voter fraud. And folks, we know that there's voter fraud. Just look to the last re-election cycle concerning Barack Hussein Obama. It was over the top. And do keep in mind, remember what Joseph Stalin rightly said, it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. Well, if you remember right, friends, Barack was talking about the criminal in the White House, was talking about how that's just ludicrous that there'd be voter fraud. Because, you know, after all, Hillary's winning the day when she doesn't have the support outside of the state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA, to premise it on a lie that you'll believe the lie, because that's everything they do. How they establish and push their propaganda is based on and premised on a lie through and through, friends. There's just no getting away from it. And it's interesting how many times I've shared with the American people across the boat for years things that were coming down the road, and now we're beginning to deal with them again and again and again. If it's not the media, it's the president. If it's not the president, it's the ACLU, it's the atheists, it's the communists, it's the homosexuals. And I fear for the American people that they wake up after the fact, after the damage is done. How about let's getting back to the Word of God and understanding that prevention is better than cure? Let's not give crime an opportunity to get their foot in the door. No, let's slam the door. But isn't it interesting, we have this criminal foreign agent in the People's White House talking about how it's ludicrous that there would be anything, friends, anything, just because you're losing, Mr. Donald Trump, you know, don't, quit whining about voter fraud. That's ludicrous that you would even suggest that there's voter fraud. Now, after they lose, folks, isn't it interesting how they're actually going after state by state trying to prove voter fraud? See, but Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal in the White House, he needs to be very careful with what he does, because if the American people wise up to what happened now and then, they might just go back and say, wait a second, what took place 4 years ago, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? all the voter fraud that you were a part of because it worked for you. But now that it's working against you, we need to check it out. How is it that the mob didn't do their job? How is it that they didn't get our woman or our man into office? How is it that we failed today? Hey, there must be some sort of righteousness going on the other side. And I'm talking about the criminal and his perspective from the White House. See, what's happening is the American people are wising up. But isn't it interesting, again, how the President of the United States, completely backed none other than the criminal herself, Hillary Clinton, who does not have the support, and I've shared with this on the radio 1,000 times, literally, just like he does not have the support, literally. That's not a fabrication. That's not an embellishment. That's a fact. But when it doesn't work for them, all of a sudden there's something wrong. No, America, speak their language. What they say, they do the opposite. Speak their language, America. Really what he's saying is the righteous are standing up. We talk out of both sides of our mouths, and it doesn't really matter to us because you people accept it anyways. But the fact of the matter is there must be voter fraud now that the guy that won, we didn't want to win. Or at least that's what we're led to believe, though he may be being used as an individual to lead the opposition concerning Donald Trump. America, when are you going to put your discerners on? America, when are you going to put your discerners on to actually stand on the side of right and mean what you say? Well, we're beginning to see that across the boards. How is it that the American people don't have eyes to see or discernment or ears to hear through discernment by the Spirit of God to know the good, the bad, and the ugly? Because there's a lot of it going on in this country. Friends, you need to keep in mind that the media has been putting up the bad guys as the good guys in this country for a long, 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 long time. And they have the short haircuts. They look right. They don't act right. They look like they know what they're doing, but they don't even know that that we're a constitutional republic. I mean, so they smell like government. They look like government. And they quack like government, but friends, guess what? They're not government. They've been put up as the good guys for years in your country, and you haven't figured out who the bad guys are yet. They're right in front of your face. Because keep in mind, the state-controlled media always goes after the good guy, and they attempt to paint him out as being the bad guy. That's how this works. See, that's why, in parallel, see, the church today in America has fallen from grace. You know, they're saved by grace. And see, you know, friends, they want grace the way that the preacher gives it to them because they want to be saved from hell, but they don't want to be saved from their sin. Well, let me give you a little news flash. Matthew 1:21 tells us that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sin. And where sin abounds, it tells us in Romans 5, grace does much more abound. So the world is asking, where's the real grace? Well, the church has been doing along with what the government has been doing far too long. And the church started it, and now the government's emulating it, and the American people are trying to figure it out. They put darkness for light and light for darkness, Isaiah 5:20. Friends, when are you going to figure out that Jesus Christ was hated by the world? Why? This is my commandment that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. But for some reason or another, the professed church in America has got other people deceived into believing that Jesus came into the world to tell the world everything is okay, when in fact the opposite is true. And I want to tell you professors listening to me right now, both in the church and in corrupt governments, I want to tell you, keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And though it got him crucified, he won the day, because it tells us in the book of Colossians, spoiling principalities and powers. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. My point, folks, the good, bad, and the ugly. You need to put on your discerners. That's exactly what I'm going to exhibit today through an exposition called The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. And I'm going to take it back, starting out with George Washington. And it's amazing, folks, how back during the Revolution, they had it right. They had discernment. They could tell the difference between good, bad, and ugly. Right? Today, you can't tell anymore, so we're going to set that record straight.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost, and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I said a lot during the first segment, and I got a lot more to say during the next three. But before I get to that, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, please do. We're running up on about 600,000 friends and that are interacting, that believe that they need to fight the good fight of faith because they understand that they do all that they can do and lead the results up to God, rightly said by none other than the President of the United States, John Quincy Adams, son of the second President of the United States of America, John Adams. If you'd like to give us a call at any time, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And going back, again, if you'd like to go over on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean N, or my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, let's say it in unison, America and 53 countries, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Why is that? Folks, it is in so many different ways, and this is exactly what I'm highlighting right now. Do you know that during the Revolutionary War, that the tyrant King George, he called the righteous in the colonies, the 13 colonies, in the United States of America, not at that particular time, that's when it was being developed. Did you know that he had the people in perspective of the colonies as well as in his country, friends? He was calling the righteous, he was calling them terrorists, the same way that your government, the corrupt, are calling the righteous in the land today. And keep in mind, when you go back to Scripture, keep in mind, Jesus, even his brothers didn't believe. John 7:7 tells us, when speaking to his brothers, the world cannot hate you, said Jesus, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. And keep in mind, friends, scripturally as well, we are the Gentiles, not the Jews. But why is it that the church in America has sinners, and I'm talking about sinners that go on in their life. Let's call them for what they are, the wicked. They know to do the right thing, but they do it not. They all believe that they're going to heaven. How is it that they're going around preaching a gospel that's not scriptural? How is it that they're going around representing a Christ that the world loves when, in fact, he was hated when he was walking on this earth incarnate? He didn't come into the world to tell the world that everything was okay. He came in to give the message and to his church and his messengers, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Like it or not, that is the message. It has not changed because he has not changed. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, if you go back to Malachi 3, it talks about, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. And he's faithful unto 1,000 generations, Psalm 119. Folks, come on. And I started off during the first segment talking about how Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal, the foreign agent in the People's White House, how said it was completely ludicrous to even question. I mean, folks, this is the guy advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb aimed at the blacks and the Hispanics. This is the guy that's aimed at advocating everything that God condemns. This is the guy that omitted God in the Declaration of Independence time and time again through reciting it. I mean, America, when is it that you're going to, and though he tells the American people he's a Christian, what has he done? He's done nothing but advocate those that mean to destroy your country, and I'm talking about the Muslims. But America, for some reason or another, you have believed it in action. And let me say it this way, because I want to put it into perspective. In action, you have believed it. He said, you say that you don't believe him. You say that you don't agree with him. But through your lifestyles, you're accomplices with him. And these are the people that are labeling the righteous as the bad guy. And again, we've talked about this so many times, but we're bringing this into the good, bad, and the ugly. Here, let me give you an example. Did you know that George Washington, the first president of the United States, he was called a deist? Did you know that? A deist. They mislabeled him. They called him something in which he didn't bear fruit. They were trying to call an apple tree an orange tree. That's what they were trying to do. And this was all done by the revisionist. And this is exactly what these little useful idiots, these communists that are being raised up in the colleges in the United States of America by these burnt hippies from the 60s that are communists that are still high on PCP. These are the ones that are teaching the younger people in this country that George Washington, well, he was a deist. What is a deist? In dictionaries like Webster's, Funk, and Wagnalls, centuries and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe, to those who believe there is no, to know if God exists. In other words, God is there, but he's an illegitimate father. He doesn't interact with the affairs of men. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, do the founders fit these definitions? Not in any sense of the word. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration, that being 24 of the 56 signers, held what today would be considered seminary or biblical school degrees. But they called him, modern day revisionists call him George Washington because they want you to believe the lie rather than the truth, because you need to understand that the truth exposes their lie if you're willing to see it for what it is. But again, George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without Christian religious principles. See, it doesn't line up, does it? It just doesn't jive. And neither does it today. We're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, listen carefully, President Washington, the George Washington, who put his hand on the Bible, he kissed it, folks, on chapter 28, the blessings and the cursings, okay? Who was a Christian president, and we've highlighted this so many times in the past, but we're talking again about the good, bad, and the ugly. He said during his inaugural address, April 30th, 1789, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand, which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. George Washington said, every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation, speaking of America, seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence. And isn't it interesting, friends, that he would talk about the invisible hand, the providential agency? Did you know that, friends, listen carefully, you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words or the intellect of these absolute fools in the professed church today. You're to find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. You're not to find it in man in any sense of the word. Then it takes the place of Christ, and that is an idol. We get out of the way. Because we as preachers desire to find our faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Most High God as well. If we go to Hebrews, it talks about God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. See, friends, I want to tell you something again. What God puts in you, no man or devil in hell can take it out of you. They're fools for their pains. Because the invisible hand and the providential agency in which George Washington's talking about, we all the well know him here at the Sons of Liberty. Now, I know there's a lot of people that profess that they know what I'm talking about, but indeed and in action, they prove otherwise. See, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient and reprobate unto every good work. They are complete reprobates. They have no discernment. We're talking about good, bad, and the ugly. So going back to George Washington, a deist, huh? No, friends, no. The furthest thing from a deist. I want to give you a true story about George Washington, and I want you to listen carefully. You can do your due diligence to find out what I'm telling you is exactly spot on once again, and do so for your own well-being. During the French and Indian War occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, the 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Now listen to this. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, George Washington found that there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. How is that? I mean, what comes to my aid right now is he found under the shadow of the Almighty? Was he like David when he prayed, Lord, I thank you that you're forever at my right hand and that you give commandment to save me always, that no weapon formed or fashioned against me would prosper, for my righteousness is of you? And though they gather together against me, they will surely fall for thy namesake. Or how about this one, friends? When the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. Or how about this one? Speaking of the God of David, that George Washington served with the fullness of his heart and attributed the things and credited the things of God at every given step. But again, the world wants to call George Washington a deist. Wait until I come back and I'm going to give it to you straight from George's mouth as to why he was protected. Because like David said, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. And we're talking about the history of a man that was vindicated by none other than living God.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just highlighting how the world lies and God tells you the truth. But what's sad about it, we're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, specifically George Washington. How the world called him, the revisionists have broken him down because they want you to believe that he was a deist when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. God will always have his way. The Spirit of God will not be straightened, friends. Rest assured. The world lies and God tells you the truth. If you go back to the Word, you'll always see that he was the one that told you the truth, and you'll find where the world lies. But how is it that the world knows how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth? And I'm talking about their actions. Through their actions. We started off the first segment talking about how these politicians, these criminals, namely Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign agent in the People's White House, talks out of both sides of his mouth. When it doesn't work for them, then all of a sudden something's wrong, when in fact it's right if you're using your discernment. But when something's right on their end, you know something's wrong. But America, you live accordingly. You subject yourself to this on a daily basis. You hold the truth in unrighteousness, America. And I'm just setting the record straight again through the use of the Word of God. He wasn't a deist. We're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. Now, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, they are Satanists. By the way, so are the Bushes. For those that have not done their homework and pulled the curtain back, this is a fact. They're Luciferians. And they live accordingly. And you judge them accordingly by their fruit. A tree is known by its fruit, and there's corruption all over every one of these administrations. Well, they're just fallen men. No, that's great. David was a fallen man too, but he was saved by grace. And when he made the mistake with Bathsheba, he corrected himself after God dropped the hammer by the use of the prophet Nathan when he pointed his finger to his face, because this is what Torah means, and this is a faithful witness which delivers souls, and says that you are the man, David. And then we have Psalm 51. We can see that he repented. He was guilty. And he knew he was guilty. Because all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. See, he understood right then and there all the more that God beholds the good and the evil in every place. And God holds us to account because he's not a respecter of persons. Folks, the truth will always prevail. Truth crushed to the earth, as William Cullen Bryant rightly said. He was right on the money. Smack on. Spot on, friends. Truth crushed to the earth will rise again. It always does. But why don't we bring forth the truth so it doesn't need to be crushed to the earth? And that's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio today. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in at any time. George Washington, the first president of the United States, was a deist, we're told. No, he's not. No, he wasn't. And I like to use the analogy of when I ask my kids. Every springtime we see the farmers outside. We see them plowing up the dirt. And we see them shortly thereafter pray for the rain, and they drop the seed, and then the rain comes. And then all of a sudden we get to see in the fall time what they planted in the springtime. And 78% of Americans in this country, friends, believe that they're Christians. It tells you the seeds that were planted. And I want to tell you what, today what we see is we see a counterfeit seed to what was planted in this country. We see a bunch of hypocrites to the max. But when we look to our forefathers, we can see that they were the ones that were willing to pay for it through their sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have today. Not today. Today they just say, let somebody else do it. Yep, that's exactly what they do. And it's a lack of faith. And I want to tell you what, you think you're on your way to heaven when in fact, I want to tell you something, friend, the opposite is true. And you deserve what you get. Don't sit there and name yourself to be a Christian when, in fact, you're just the exact opposite. Folks, honestly, if there's something I abhor in this life, it's just that. Alexander the Great, one of the greatest military generals who ever lived, conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep, and he left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty. Church, I'm speaking to you. A serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. As a matter of fact, the commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene on the sleeping soldier and lit him up to his death. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him, and recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. He said, "Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty?" Alexander the Great asked the soldier. The soldier responded in a quivering voice, "Well, yes, sir." "Soldier, what's your name?" demanded Alexander the Great. "Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great repeated the question, "What's your name?" "My name is Alexander, sir," the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked him, "What is your name, soldier?" And a third time, the soldier meekly said, "Well, my name is Alexander, sir." Alexander the Great then looked the young soldier straight in the eye and said, "Soldier, with intensity, either change your name or change your conduct." And I want to tell you, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness and iniquity. We serve the Lamb of God in power, signs, and wonders. So to call, going back to George Washington, talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, as being a deist, nothing could be further from the truth. He again talks about the invisible hand and the providential agency. And again, you're told to believe that he's a deist. And as I was sharing with you during the last segment, during the French and Indian War, when he was 23 years old, there were 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops that had been shot down. Only 30 of the French Indians had been shot. And of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. How could that be? When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Apparently, he understood that the Lord was his shield and his buckler. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean." We are. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He understood that the Lord was the horn of his salvation. He was his rear word. He was kept hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He didn't talk about a God that he didn't know. He talked about a God that he did serve, and everybody knew the God that George Washington served. Listen carefully, friends. Several horses had been shot from under George Washington, but he had not been harmed. He told his family, "By the all-powerful dispensation of Providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation." Wow. And 15 years later, his enemy acknowledged to George Washington, listen carefully, 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. The Lord said, touch not mine anointed, and that's exactly what the Lord meant. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, friends. He is alive forevermore, because we don't serve the God of the dead. We serve the God of the living. Amen. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, said the old Indian chief, he ordered his men to stop firing at George Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and a weary path, and I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle. You have your American revisionist trying to tell you, America, as to define your forefathers as something that they were not. Yet George Washington's enemies acknowledged the Great Spirit and how George Washington was one of heaven's favorites. It reminds me of when I did a college in Bloomington, Minnesota here. And we were doing a history class, and we were talking about some of the issues that we're talking about right now, namely the foundations, which we talk about quite a bit here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, said none other than George Washington. That's what we were talking about. And we were talking about our Christian heritage. And all of a sudden, this young, well-dressed lady raises her hand, and she says, we're not a Christian nation. There's a line between church and state. And we laughed, of course, and we set the record straight real quick. And lo and behold, she was going on and talking about how this is an issue of semantics, when in fact it isn't. It's an issue of right and wrong. And she was too, well, let me put it this way, artificial, because she deceived her own heart into believing the lies of those that mean for you to believe their lie. And she said it was an issue of semantics, and no further than she said that all of a sudden a Muslim student, by the way, friends, Muslims are getting really saved in the United States of America. I've shared with you so many times, friends, the missionaries, you don't have to send millions of dollars anymore to these little scarce, and not all of them, but a good portion of them. You can go ahead and send all these missionaries and spend all your money sending these missionaries to go preach a gospel in a foreign country that they can't preach in their own backyard, because everybody might just uncover who they really are. The Muslims are coming here and they're fixing their eyes on the Christ and they're getting saved. They're getting set free from the bondages of the Quran. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. The Lord will not be straightened, friends. But going back to the classroom, the little girl is talking about semantics. And I'm sorry, friends, she was probably 25, 30 years old in college. And I'm talking about a little girl because she was little in mind. She never grew up. She knew nothing of her history. She knew nothing of the Spirit of God, but she professed to be a Christian. Here's another one of those. Yeah. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not heal people in the sick? Did we not raise the dead? Lord's going to look at them and say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. All of a sudden, she's talking about semantics, friends. You're sitting down, and all of a sudden, a Muslim student stands, or I'm sorry, he raises his hand. I can still see him doing it right now. As much as I'm looking at my son in front of me right now, is how clear I can recollect this time. This Muslim behind her raises his hand, and he said, I wanted to tell everybody in this room, a foreigner coming to America. I want to tell everybody here, just like the good old Indian telling George Washington that he's seen God in his life, that the revisionists want you to believe that he's a deist. This Muslim raises his hand and he said, I want everybody in this room to understand one thing. We came to America because you are a Christian nation. And here we have someone that lives in America that professes to be a Christian that denies that we're a Christian nation. Hey, folks, talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. We're just hastening the process. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into the society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're just exposing these people for who they really are, friends. I'm talking about how the world lies, and God always told you the truth. And again, we're to discern between good and evil. We're to judge righteously. Oh, I know you've been taught thou shalt not judge. And because you have taken on thou shalt not judge from the hirelings and whores that call themselves preachers in America today. I'll guess what? That is the very fruit of their sermons is the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of Hillary Clinton. Thou shalt not judge. Let them commit all the crimes that they want. Who are you to judge? Hey, folks, we're the church. We're called to keep the commandments. We're called to keep his law. We're called to enforce the law unto judgment. We're commanded by God to do the such. What Bible are these people reading? They're not. They're listening to the deists. They're listening to the atheists. They're listening to those that you would call the president of the United States of America. When in fact, friends, again, if you judge them righteously, you'll find that nothing could be further from the truth. They have no business occupying any office. And by the way, going back to the church, how many pulpits across America are responsible for abortion and homosexuality? Huh? The silent ones. That's who's responsible. And the sad fact of the matter is we're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. The American people have been so dummied down today, and you're seeing the fruit of this, friends, on the streets. And through the media. Folks, I mean, just think about this. You have a media today that is actually paid to lie to you, to deceive the people, and you know this. But yet you let them steer the course, don't you? I just, for those that sit back and hear me on a daily basis and do nothing more than listen, I want to tell you something. I'm glad you're not my dad, and I'm glad you're not my mom. Because there is no better way to say it, friends. I mean, where America should be ashamed, they're proud. And instead of taking the opportunity to serve God through commandment, they want someone else to do it for them. And they are, and the problem is the people that are doing something about the problems are the ones that created the problems. And the people that are dealing with the issues today are the ones that actually conceived the idea to create the problem. They're called criminals, America. Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. And also talking about how they want to call the good bad. They want to call righteous unrighteous. They want to call the upright. They want to call them evil. I mean, friends, and you've let them set the narrative. You have let an enemy in America set the narrative, America. And until you get it right, you're going to allow the righteous to be crucified on a daily basis to your own demise. And we're talking about George Washington. We're talking about not what the revisionists had to say about George Washington, but we're talking about the fruit, the way that we're supposed to judge them. And by the way, when we talk about judgment, I want to tell you something, friends. We do make reference to the judge's word, like it or not. If that's condemning, the condemnation is to them that don't believe. Read John 3:17. And the condemnation belongs to those that love darkness rather than the light. So if you're condemned, it's because, friends, you're not come to the light. You haven't repented before a just and a holy God. Acts 20, verse 21. It's your call. But it's my job to drive you to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more. George Washington was not a deist. And judging him by the fruit the way that we're commanded to do proves just the exact opposite. I want to make one more point with George Washington. We've been to his house several times. And we even went down to his tomb. And Sam, could you share with everybody what is written on top of his tomb there, please?
Yeah, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Wow. In America, that's on his grave. That's on his tomb. It's inscribed on his casket, his stone casket. Ah, but you know, we were told this, and I deal with it all day long. Well, that's not what I heard. Hey, folks, I got 600,000, almost 600,000 people following online. And it's interesting, just some of these newcomers that get in there and say, well, can you verify this? I'll say to them, no, but can you do me a favor, since you're the one saying there may be something called into question, can you do me a favor and give me the information that would correct what I posted? And then I never hear from them again. I mean, a bunch of time wasters. You know, they're just looking for something to do. Or what they'll do is they'll attack the messenger. That's what they do. I just got an email just a couple moments. Great article, Bradley, but what's up with the long hair? Well, if you read the rest of Corinthians 11, you'll find, 1 Corinthians 11, you'll find that there is no such custom. And I got a question for you out there, friends. How many times have you ever seen a picture with Jesus with short hair? I'm just curious. The Bible tells us there's no such custom. Folks, the custom of the Nazarenes was to have long hair because it was a covenant between them and God. That's what they resort to, and that's all they have to resort to and come back. They're just jealous. And I'll tell you, the people that have a problem with me having long hair are the bald-headed men. You know what? It's probably just a sign of your curse. Because the Bible says that a blessed man would what? Have a gray head of hair. No, I know. I just heard someone say, well, Bradley doesn't say how many hairs are on his head. That's true. Well, I got gray hair, but I'm still, well, we're going to have to talk about the Lord. We're going to have to talk to the Lord about that. I'm sorry. I want to make one more point, and I'm going to give it over to Stephanie. I know this one firsthand. I've spent time with his friends. I've spent time with the DOJ, Roger Wilkins, Sam Kyle, a preacher that was standing next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot down. He was literally standing right next to him. I spent some time with him. I spent some time with the former mayor of Atlanta for about 3 hours, just me, him, and a couple guys filming. And interestingly enough, Andrew Young, the former mayor of Atlanta, said to me, he goes, Martin Luther King, he said he would have really liked you. This is what he said. And I would ask him about everything concerning, you know, all the media smear campaigns, who was disrupting the civil rights marches. Keep in mind, he wasn't a civil rights leader. He was a Baptist preacher, and that's how he had always set the record straight. But it's interesting to know one of the accusations that came from J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI. Just think about this now, Stephanie. The FBI, it's their job to go ahead and set a smear campaign on people they don't like.
Oh, yes.
But I hear this all the time. That's not what I heard about Martin Luther King. That's not what I heard about. Well, then prove otherwise. But I want to tell you right now, your talking points came from that homosexual named J. Edgar Hoover, the former director of the FBI who had a diabolical hatred for none other than Martin Luther King, because he had a righteous power. And J. Edgar Hoover, he always had to wield his little wooden sword by what he did through manipulation. God always vindicated the righteousness on the behalf of Martin Luther King. I'm not elevating the man, I'm elevating the Spirit of God and the call of God in the man's life. But you know, it's interesting, one of the things I hear about Martin Luther King Jr. all the time, keep in mind, folks, four or five friends that I've spent time with concerning Martin Luther King Jr., he was a communist. Who told you that? Talking about the good, bad, and the ugly. You heard that from J. Edgar Hoover, who sent a media smear campaign on him. Well, the problem with that is he was a Baptist preacher, as I rightly stated. And a preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free. Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you ever get a moment, go online when he was on the Michael Douglas show, because there was a singer, a wannabe singer, that thought he was going to take none other than Martin Luther King Jr., who was in the ring constantly fighting for the people during that time. He wanted to jump in the ring with Martin Luther King Jr. And I'll tell you what, that was his first mistake, and it was the last mistake. Folks, we're talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, and we're going to pick this up tomorrow. Here we have yours truly, none other than Stephanie Joy.
Well, as you all know, the Christmas season is upon us, and it really is one of our favorite times of the year here at the Sons of Liberty. It's so nice because we all reflect upon what God did throughout the ministry, throughout the year, and the goodness of God. And we all know that Christmas is about God's gift to us. And so it should be a season of giving. And, you know, it's so interesting during this time of year, people like to give gifts that, you know, they play with for a moment and they toss aside, or it's thrown away in the closet somewhere, never to be used again. This year, please give the gift of truth. Do not pass by this opportunity to reach out to your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors and people with the gift of truth. And I want to mention that our store has so many wonderful products that are perfect for giving during this Christmas season. We've got so many DVDs, books, t-shirts. Give the gift of truth that will set men free and have a lasting impact. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that store button and get some wonderful products. And please, while you're there, this is also the time of year that people like to give their year-end donation. So please remember the Sons of Liberty. You can do that very simply online by going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. And better yet, why don't you become a son or daughter of liberty while you're there and support the ministry in the up and coming new year. You kind of know when you reflect upon what the Lord has done throughout the year and all the different events that we've done, literally from Alaska, the East Coast, the West Coast, State Fair. We had so many wonderful opportunities. It's just amazing how the Lord opens up all these doors when we're looking at the year in reflection. We want to make sure that our impact is doubled in the year to come, tripled in the year to come. Yep. So please do support us. And please remember ministries around this time of year. I know people get busy with their, you know, Christmas parties and seeing friends and family. But please do remember to support ministries who are speaking the truth and willing to say and do what needs to be said and done.
Folks, we love you by what we do. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, or my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We love you by what we do.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.